Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
We did realize that I'm vain, I'm shallow, I'm superficial and self-involved, but I am not a narcissist. And I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It's called, that's toxic, Jeff.
No, I know it's dysfunctional.
What? No, you should keep seeing your therapist for sure.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Anthony Anderson and Jerry Singleton join the show to discuss my body scan results and a tragic reptile death at my new home. Plus, my good friend Shannon Bedore opens up to me about her recent breakup. Well, here's the problem. I told you that I have I have four or five black friends.
Yes.
We're down to four.
Oh, you can rid them.
What happened Saturday?
What happened Saturday is he had canceled dinner, and then my ex called me, and then I ended up going out with my ex. And then I canceled because we were supposed to meet up at a bar after dinner, fifth black friend. Uh-huh. And so that didn't work out because then I canceled.
So now your ex, is that Uncle Daddy?
Yes.
Oh, that's
No. Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's Stu. It's not one of the daddies.
I get confused about how many
daddies.
Yeah, how many daddies does your baby have?
He's the non-daddy daddy.
He's the non-daddy daddy. He's your daddy.
Right.
But not the daddy of your baby.
Jeff's his daddy.
Yeah. I think I'm his daddy, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
100.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, wow. So let's talk about why your date on that Saturday night the last time we were here was canceled. What happened?
Okay, we were supposed to go to, we confirmed three times, we were supposed to go to dinner New Year's Eve, then to Shane's party, then to bars.
Uh-huh.
He called and said, hey, would you mind if I just meet up with you at Shane's or the bar? Which kind of bummed me out because we did have plans and we confirmed it like three times.
Yeah.
But I was a little irritated by that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going to, I didn't make a big deal of it because A, I don't want to look high maintenance, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his best friend, he was going to his best friend's house for dinner, who is my boss at Amazon. So it's like, this is like too close. You know what I mean? So it's a little messy. Yeah. I didn't know this.
Okay.
So then I said, okay, hey, no problem. Yeah, I'll meet up with you at Shane's or the bars. But then my ex kept calling me, and then I talked to him, and I was like, you know what? I think I'd rather hang out with him on New Year's.
Wow.
So then I canceled
the bars.
Wow.
It ended up being a great New Year's Eve, but the problem is I'm down a black friend now. So now I'm down to four.
You went black and then you went back.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually did go back.
Well, Jeff, you need to work
on that. You never went black. You were supposed to hang out black.
Oh, right.
You never went black.
Never really gave
it a
chance.
No, you never going to go black.
You didn't go all the way.
I was going to go black.
Yeah.
You thought about going black and then you went back.
Yeah. Right.
You got scared.
Back to Stu.
You got, don't be scared. Don't be scared.
No. He was.
I was scared. Scared.
Scared. Scared.
Okay, so here is, this is very unfortunate timing, but Megan and I literally 20 minutes ago got our results from our pre-nuvo scan.
Body scan.
And we both have some interesting findings.
We really do.
What are some of your findings? Because you just scanned through it. Do we have my results? I don't care if they're up.
I have it.
Just
have
post
it
them on Instagram.
Okay, I'll text.
Now, here's what's supposed to happen.
They found bodily fluids in all of our orifices, I believe.
Yes. Well, hang on. So here's what's supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen, which is probably the proper way to do things, is a nurse practitioner is supposed to call you and go over your findings with you.
So you're supposed to be patient.
Patient and wait for her to call and over them.
Be a patient.
Being Jeff and I, we couldn't fucking wait.
No way.
So I had Kian look at my results and try and interpret them. Now, Kian is not a doctor, nor is he a nurse practitioner. So he interpreted my results, and they were very interesting. So apparently I have scoliosis, which I never knew I had.
Right.
Okay.
Fatty liver, that tracks.
Yeah.
Right? And then I have something called fluid in the cul-de-sac.
What does that mean?
What's
the cul-de-sac?
It makes me believe that I may indeed, I'm not a little person, but I think I have a side pocket.
Yeah, you do.
I always thought you were just all pocket.
No.
Any position.
Any orifice.
Will fit anything.
Now, question for you before we go on.
Yes.
Just to correct terminology. You said orifices.
Is it orify?
Orify.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jameson would know, maybe.
Does anybody know? I mean, no. look around the room. No one's going to know that.
This isn't a brain trust.
You have to ask Sherry.
I don't know if it's orifices. I don't know if it's orifices. I think it might be orify.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know.
Like campuses, campi.
Is that a thing?
That's not right.
That's not real.
Campi?
Yes.
Cacti.
Campi?
Could that be a Wordle word?
Yeah. Can somebody look this up?
Campi?
Dig it up.
I'm going to Google it.
The plural of orifices is orifices.
Oh, that's right.
Orifices.
Orca?
I see. What? I did learn something in college.
You did.
Orifices.
And I'm sure, I don't think campi is right either.
Okay.
Can you look that up, please?
Jameson, look at that. The polarization.
It's also orifice. I think we're all saying it wrong. So it's orifice and orifices.
Orifices.
Orifice. Yeah. Jeff loved it. Orifice.
Yeah, I think they did find hand marks.
Yeah.
What did they say about my prostate and my rectum? So what's happening?
It's up there.
She pulled it up here, too. So there's a lot of minor findings, which I think is just something that you would do, scan again in a year and track.
Okay, what were the major findings?
There's one moderate, which is
moderate, huh?
In your spine, spondylolarpathy.
That you naked, Jeff?
Is that your body?
It is. Turn it. But where's my dick?
You're a little pudgy in there.
Where's my dick? It's not there. Did I tuck for the scan? I don't know.
You forgot
to tuck. Nothing.
That's not my body.
That was a moderate finding.
Because it looks like you got a little bit of a...
Hey, Jeff. I guess since it's missing there, it answers my question.
They kept
from
calling.
Last week.
Where's your dick? We're not finding the dick.
Inconclusive result. Not found.
You're underdeveloped.
Yes.
Let's see Megan's scan.
That's a great callback.
It's going to look the same.
That's a great callback.
But the cul-de-sac, the two small.
It's the end of a street.
Two small pouches called cul-de-sacs are located on either side of the uterus. Fluid sometimes builds up in these pouches. A little fluid is normal.
Guaranteed but sperm. Guaranteed. They got to test
Sorry
that.
Later.
Spilled over.
Test DNA.
Sounds like you got the two side pockets, Megan. You can take it from
full.
Either side.
I know.
Someone's got to empty those side pockets. Yeah.
I'm verse.
Yeah. Somebody needs to drain you.
What do you do about the fluid? How do we get it out?
I don't know.
How did you get it in?
Yeah.
Ask me. I must have been blackout.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Cross the street. Yeah. Somebody else needs to get it.
All right. So apparently 17 so far Jeff Lewis Live listeners have signed up for the pre-nuvo scan.
Yes, they have.
With the Jeff code to save $300. Now there's 19 of us that have been scanned. They say 1 in 20 is, they save their lives, right?
Yeah,
1 in 20.
On average, out of 20 scans, they will save a life of one person.
And the rest die?
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. Okay. No, so the likelihood of us sending Jeff Lewis Live listeners to pre-nuvo to get a scan, it could be that we save a life, which is pretty
great.
Cool.
But it is expensive.
I need to be number 20.
It is expensive.
Okay,
it is expensive. It's going to be like $2,200. You got to put it on the... Look, I would cancel your SiriusXM subscription.
Yeah.
For sure. Like to raise money.
Oh, yeah. Massage envy.
I would take back the truffle, Doug's truffle salt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Take back
send back
salt?
Your lovely seasoning.
Right. Yes, send back the lovely
what
seasoning.
What about the Leah Black?
Yep, got to send it back.
Okay.
Good thing
Fina CBD?
Freebie is free. You can watch Anthony for free.
That's
cool. Yeah, sure.
By the way, what's happening with Hollywood Houselift 2? Did you get back to your reps?
I did. I got on them. It's happening.
Okay,
we're going to make it happen.
Okay,
yay.
Great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.
Very happy to have you back.
Yeah, happy to be back.
and black.
Question. Have you been by the house recently?
I have.
How's the roof doing? No leaks?
No leaks. That's why I go by.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I was a little worried about that. I was going to go by your house today.
So you still go by and do the work that you're supposed to do, but no, there are no leaks.
Okay, good. How do you like your kitchen island? And
Yeah, I do like my kitchen island. Can I get my bar wall done?
Yes, we're working on that next week.
Yeah. Next week?
I told you I have to go through that file and find the contact, and then I got to custom make
the
shelves.
You're not going to do it.
Okay, you're
Shout
right.
out.
Yes, I have to I get someone in to go okay. through the file. You're right.
Can we talk about the fireplace? Are we going to convert it to gas, or are we going to leave it
wood-burning?
We'll
just have a design meeting right here.
Yes, we're going to make it wood-burning.
Wood.
We're going to keep it wood-burning.
Yep, we're going to do wood-burning.
Keep it real.
Okay.
So, grandfathered in.
I got to tell you what happened. I have a new house that's under construction.
Yeah.
It's a fucking money pit. Every day it's something.
Tell me about it.
So, yeah, I know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, the pool guy calls me and says, we got no power to the pool equipment. And I said, okay, I'm sure it's just because of all the rains, like something tripped, whatever. You're not going to believe what fucking happened.
What?
Well, during the bomb cyclone, a nice lizard family was trying to seek shelter. They went into the command center, whatever the fuck that is. They told me the command center. Two of them got electrocuted.
Oh, no.
They laid eggs. They laid eggs all over the command center before the two got electrocuted. One survived.
It's kind of romantic.
One survived.
It's like Titanic.
Rose is still there.
Yeah. Command center, gone.
Wow.
Gone.
Three?
That sounds little babies.
Got to replace the whole fucking thing. Whole board, everything. Everything. The whole thing's got to be replaced.
Did they save the babies?
The eggs are still there, but I mean, they're orphans.
You have to take them in. Yes. You have to raise them.
There's so many eggs.
I know.
It's like Jurassic Park.
Really? Yes. You saw them?
Yeah, I saw the eggs, and then I saw the one remaining lizard, who looks like he probably got electrocuted, too, because he's moving real slow.
I don't think
lobotomy.
Right.
I think he got a lobotomy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but two of them died.
A little
perished.
That's terrible.
I know. It's
That's
thousands
a tragedy.
Of dollars.
I know. Like, the motherboard is gone. Yeah.
Thousands of dollars.
She died, girl.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Is Matt doing your pool?
Yes.
Okay.
Matt is doing my pool.
No wonder he's
well,
not in
I
my
was.
House.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that why he's not there? Yeah. Is that why you just have rebar in your backyard?
Yes.
Well, the inspector did cancel the other day. We can't gun out yet until he does his.
He was supposed to come by.
Canceled on me too.
He's supposed to come by today.
Yeah.
Is he coming by today? Today's Wednesday.
I mean, it's just all mud. I don't know.
Yeah, they canceled on me too.
No,
my trenches were.
I went by the other day. He has a pump, pumping water out of the pool.
I have a pump.
No. Oh.
Different kind of pump. Oh. Okay.
So I did want to ask you, the house. You know, obviously it's going on and on and on.
Yes.
What will happen sooner? Will your divorce be finalized before the house is... Like, what happens first? Either the house is finished or your divorce is finalized. And what is going on? Because this is a long divorce.
They take time.
Mine took a long time too, Anthony. Yeah. Don't feel bad.
They take time.
Okay.
And I don't know. It depends on how slow your people are.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm moving
in next week.
No.
Yes. I am.
Jerry, are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. I was only waiting for you guys to finish the kitchen island countertops and the bar countertops before I moved in.
I don't know if you've got heat and air. I think we need to call that HVAC guy.
No, I have heat and air.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Remember you have air. I just don't know if you have heat.
No, I have heat. Remember you turned the heat off. We were in there one day.
Oh, yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, but that guy needs to clean that. There's so much dust and shit in there.
Ugh. Yeah, we'll get all that clean.
Okay.
They know how to clean.
Got it.
Yeah.
Are you on it?
Shane's taking notes.
I'll get someone on it.
I'm probably thinking your divorce will be finalized first before the house is finished. It's taking a while. Oh, by the way, Shane wants to buy your wife's car.
Oh, yeah, that car.
Okay.
With the license plate.
Can I buy it?
Can we talk about it off air?
I know.
She might be one of your five black listeners.
I hope so.
Or she might have some non-black friends listening who are going to call her.
Why do you have her car?
It's my car.
What is she driving?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't even ask. You don't.
I don't know where she is.
But she was driving that car. It says her name on the license plate.
Well, it says her name with my initials. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I see.
Those are my initials.
Shane, are you going to keep his initials?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, perfect.
You want to buy a chain?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
We figured it out. He's going to sell his car
uh-huh.
to Kian.
So I have to wait.
Well, we haven't told him yet, but yeah.
Kian's shaking his head. No, like I don't want a Peugeot.
What?
He doesn't want my car.
Oh, you should.
He wants a 2020, bitch. Mm.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know what? We can sell your car easily.
Oh, I could sell it in 2 seconds.
What kind of car do you have, Shane?
3 Series.
What year?
Oh, yeah.
2018.
I might buy it from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
What are you going to do with it?
Give it to Bo.
Yeah.
I got. I'm
Bo, your daughter or your son?
What about Jameson? This could be like a charity. Yeah,
you're handing out cars.
I'm buying a car for him. His birthday is in 3 weeks.
Oh my God!
There you go.
I have the perfect car.
The circle of life.
I know.
Wow.
Speaking we'll see. We'll talk son. After the show.
Yeah. Speaking of your son,
make us an offer
that you can't refuse.
Yeah. Last time we were here.
Yeah.
He was on a little vacation with another.
With his girlfriend and
white
their family.
Do you have any paper? I'm going to write down a number and give it to Anthony right now. What we want to pay.
What's he?
He had a great trip.
He had a great trip?
They had a great time.
Okay.
I know this.
Is he being. how old is he?
He'll be 16 on February 1st.
Oh, he had a great time.
So he's 15 still.
He's
okay.
still 15.
Okay, never mind.
How is Drew doing with the breakup?
There's your paper.
She's actually pretty. She's very strong. I'm telling you, that mantra I gave her really, really works.
Mm-hmm. Unless you want Anthony to finance you.
No.
He can afford it.
Is that available to us?
Yeah, financing.
Oh, cool.
All right, this is our offer.
Okay, fold it up.
Okay, I'm folding up, handing it over.
All right. Use code Jeff for $300 off.
I already looked up what it's worth. That's a good deal.
The dealership is giving me 9 more.
Oh.
Oh.
900?
9,000
more. Oh, so he's looking. This is poker. Game of poker.
Can we know what kind of car it is?
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Or is this a big
Jerry's
going to
give you a counter.
Ooh. Okay.
What kind
so
of car is
it's a 2018. Mercedes-Benz
G-Wagon.
CLS 550, black
Ooh,
on
pretty.
Black.
Yeah, leather interior, sports.
Ooh,
nice.
Sexy.
Is Jerry countering?
Is that a joke?
And
it's a
I
joke. It's a freaking joke.
I know, I didn't
Why
even,
are you charging him retail?
I didn't even see it. Hold on. No. I didn't see the counter.
Well, this is bullshit.
No, that's what.
Mm-mm. You don't have to deal with the dealership.
Oh, no, not that much.
He won't do that?
No, he won't do that. No, I'm not going to do that
on.
To him. I like Shane.
This is. Thanks. Oh, you like it? We'll give it
Let's
back.
Make him a good deal. He works hard for you, Anthony.
Yeah, he does.
I don't, but he does. Yeah,
yeah. Wait a minute. That's what you were going to charge me?
I was. That's you. That's you.
Your best friend of 35 years.
Yes.
That's you.
I like Shane.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. Damn. That was that car was also just added to my side of the divorce proceedings, too.
Hey.
That was just added to my column.
So you can sell it, right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't need her permission?
No, not at all.
Okay. Did you see the divorce coming, Jerry?
No.
Oh, you're surprised.
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it coming?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not at all.
He'd be a terrible poker
player. Really bad.
Look at him. Anthony's
Look at all those
better.
Tells.
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got schooled last night. You were so sexy and funny and desirable. There were men that can sense that you give good blowjobs.
Okay.
That's
okay,
the thing.
Can we just
it's a vibe.
Move on?
That's
can
why she's got
on?
So much
You think
interest.
It is a vibe.
It's a vibe. Oh,
it's a vibe.
My God. Knock it off.
BDE, but for girls, it's like
What's
she.
What's BDE mean?
Big dick energy.
BJE.
See,
you're right.
I don't even know those
BJE.
Blowjob energy?
I'm such a good girl.
Yeah.
BJE.
Or just, I'm going to go home and see if Tommy will accept one from me.
Okay, good.
Oh, so you're gonna
you.
That's good. When's the last time focus you've given you. You performed oral sex on your husband?
When I had a newborn.
Wait.
Wow, you were
like 4 years?
That would be 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So does he ever ask you like, "Hey,
No, he's just like wakes me up in the middle of the night and we do it in bed. And then go back to sleep.
As opposed to,
I don't know.
I want to get married.
In the pool? I don't know.
Did you ever send Shannon Bedore her bar tab from the El Rey Theater?
No, I sent
it to
Shannon.
Do you know what happened, Shannon?
She said, I want the receipt. I paid for it.
Oh, I said I wanted the receipt. But so I was blackout. That's why I didn't know.
I bought everyone drinks.
I know.
Because Shane got us there 2 fucking hours earlier than we should have been. It was BravoCon all over. And Mercedes, you're like, you don't need to buy everyone drinks. That's a shit ton of money. Give me the receipt.
That was so funny.
Why would you
take a receipt?
I probably
wanted to write it off.
But you can't write off alcohol. I was so drunk that I would have said that. I got the receipt and
you
I
had
was
a
like,
big bill at that bar tab. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
What did she spend?
$1,220, $64 and something.
It was a lot of drinks.
When I got the bill emailed to me, I was like, what?
$1,200 in alcohol?
How come I have
what do you think
Shannon?
We spent last
there
night?
A lot of people.
I have the receipt.
Give it to me.
What did you spend at the one? Because I know you bought drinks at the one.
I
bought drinks at Lava.
Oh, thank you for those shots.
I don't remember how much it was.
You did the tip. Because I didn't bring my readers, so I couldn't see. That's called old lady.
I don't remember what we spent.
Oh, I truly have no idea.
I hope I brought my credit card home.
I mean, I better check right now.
Oh, my God. Like, it's all a bad dream.
It's a good dream.
A good dream.
I'm getting a little FOMO when I was even there.
Can I ask you something? Did you return all John's things? And did because when Stu and I were on pause, I always wait like 3 days, and then I return everything.
Did you give anything away on the air?
Christmas time. Birthdays.
Donate to Out of the Closet.
Any contests?
I mean, I had bought the Christmas gift, but I took them back.
But you should.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of money on that jacket.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Am I not supposed to say what it was?
That was his birthday gift.
Oh.
I gave him a leather jacket for his birthday.
From where? Where was it from?
John Barbados.
Oh.
It's
nice.
My
favorite.
Haven't
John
you
Barbados.
Given him, like, John Barbados before?
Jeff Lewis code, 30% off.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. Okay.
Okay, but can I ask you, you gave him that gift the night before he broke up with you, is that correct?
Well, when the breakup started.
Yeah. Right, so don't you think she's entitled to take the jacket back?
Well, he tried to put it on, and I go, take the jacket off.
Yeah, I would too.
Jacket stays.
Jacket's here.
Yeah.
Which nice. I can't believe I did say that.
But you gave it to your brother-in-law, right?
I sent it to my brother.
That's nice. I bet he loves it. I bet he looks good in it.
He looks good in it, yeah. He is appreciative.
I'm sure
let John's next girlfriend buy him a jacket.
You know what?
If she can afford it.
Sugar mama.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Stop. Oh, yeah. Shane?
What?
Okay.
What do you
say? Fuck.
What do you
guys, I don't say stuff like that because that's going to kill me. Like, honestly.
It doesn't make her feel better.
I can't imagine him with
okay,
anybody.
But you're talking to three dudes.
Five. No, I'm not.
And it got two more on hold.
Oh, my God. I'm not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm okay. Uh-huh. Just because people reach out to me.
Have you gotten any dates, Shannon?
No. No.
Okay.
Listen,
okay.
You've got
and
more
I didn't make out last
than
night.
Anybody.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You know
right.
What, you guys? Now,
next time we see Shannon, she's got purple lips.
Yeah.
Never.
Nice. Shane made out with a Smurf. That's what happened.
I had a jolly reaction
for
breakfast.
Oh, my God. Now you're making it seem like, oh, yeah, I'm Party Town Shannon. She's, like, going out all the time. And
that's what you should
you
be
know,
doing.
Not even
it's been a month.
I freaking have spent a lot of time at home, and it's not pretty.
We are not going to dial down your sexuality because you are on fuego, and you're single.
Okay, we're not minimizing what you're going through.
No.
In fact, I told you last night that there was one night that I spoke to you that you were so sad that I hung up and started crying.
Oh, that's right. Aww. Yes,
It's like I took it on, and then you felt so bad. You're like, "Are you not talking to me anymore?" because of what happened. I'm like, no, not at all. You can call me whenever you want to call me. But there was one night, it was so bad. I felt so bad for you.
No, I know.
But can we back up? Like, you know, this People article came out with, you know, Dave Quinn wrote it. And I'm just going to tell you, I hate the guy less. I hate him less now.
He's my
because he's been
friend.
So good to you.
Very dear.
And because
dear
he's protective and he takes care of you, yes. I hate him less.
Okay.
So no more death threats, people.
Dislike
to Dave.
Guys. He is a very, very kind soul.
He's and kind been, to you. Yes,
I
he
have
is.
I've been a dear friend of his for many, many years. Appreciative for our friendship.
Okay.
I'm appreciative.
You said that you were blindsided by John. And I want to understand this. So can you explain what happened? No, you guys, have you wrapped filming? And what season is it? Like 15 or something?
16? 17.
Okay.
We did wrap filming. We're still doing the interview process, which we'll do for a while, but we had finished filming like the show.
Principal photography.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, my...
John was in the season.
Yeah, of course.
Whole season.
Yes. And my relationship, of course, is always a topic of what's going on. So at the end of the season, we did film, you know, like a dinner to summarize. Let's just put a button on where you stand in your relationship. Let's get that, whatever you kind of call it. So I called you after that. I talked to you after that. Mm-hmm. It was great. John and I filmed together and it was great.
You felt connected.
Oh, I got teary eyed with the words that he was saying. And I thought, God, we're going to get there. And then.
He wasn't specific, but from what I remember, he said that he wants to take the relationship to the next level, which to me thought, I thought engagement. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Did you think the same thing at the time?
Or move in together?
What did you think?
I just thought whatever the next step is, we're going to take it.
Yeah.
And I remember tearing up. And then I remember saying very kind things to him back. So, I hate this.
I'm sorry.
So for that reason, that's why I felt blindsided.
Was it 7 days later?
That's when it started. Yeah. It was we're done.
So all of a sudden, a week later, filming was over.
Yeah.
And he said that the relationship was over as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're done.
All right. So he said a lot of nice things. About you in the People article. So Dave Quinn he interviewed him?
I guess he did.
Okay. And, you know, he said a lot of really nice things. It's sad because I love Shannon very much. I've loved her more deeply than any woman in my life. She's one of a kind, so funny and generous, full of life, adventurous. I mean, just nice things after nice things.
Yeah.
I thought, did a publicist write this? Because, it was just what you say or what you do. But here's the other thing I want to say. We are trained to be the bigger person and say, I wish them well. I've never wished them well, ever.
I might say
I wish them well, I hope they're happy, but I actually don't wish them well, and I hope their life is miserable.
I hope
they realize that they lost the best thing that ever happened to them. That's what I say to myself.
Go to depression.
But in the public eye, I really wish them well. I just want them to be happy. I don't fucking want them to be happy.
I
want them to lose everything. I want them to be poor. I want them to be homeless.
Did you just say poor?
Poor.
Yeah.
And I want them to be single. Oh. Yes.
Lonely.
Fat.
Depressed.
Yes.
Bald.
Blue lips.
Lose their.
That's not a bad thing.
I
sense of taste. Not be able to taste food ever again.
Yes.
I don't wish bad.
Sober. Long I wish them sobriety.
You wish them a 2005.
That's the worst.
A 2005 Hyundai.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to really hate them for that.
No one deserves that.
My worst enemy.
I don't wish bad, but I'm human. I'm not going to sit here and say, I've got a big fucking smile on my face and I'm the happiest I've ever been. So, yeah, great. Good luck to you. No, I'm not going to really say.
I think we just want you to be in a better place. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to land in a better place. And that person, I want them to land in a worse place.
Yeah.
Not John. I actually like John.
Oh, yeah.
I do like John.
I know. And
okay.
Yeah, and I did too.
Yes.
But you famously said that they wouldn't end up together.
I think this is what bothers me.
Scary,
and I've said this to you, and I'll just be honest. He's saying now that he kind of basically lied on camera, right? He lied on camera? Or is he saying that... I mean, I'm confused because you kind of have no credibility when you tell someone you want to take the relationship to the next level, mm-hmm. and 7 days you're saying, I want to break up. I'm confused by this. He's saying that he didn't want to humiliate you on camera. I'd rather be
Does
humiliated on camera, I think, than lied to.
I have a question. Was he saying that for the button on the season?
Yes, he said I don't know, because he's saying that.
I don't know either.
Yeah, maybe. He's saying that I think he knew he was on his way out he's saying he didn't want to humiliate her on camera.
You don't play with somebody's emotions like that and just tell them that your intention is to get married and then you wait for the cameras to turn off and then you break up.
I'd rather be dumped on camera than lied to.
Me too.
That's why I said
because you kind of toyed with your emotions.
Kinda. Very much.
I mean, you guys, what the saddest part for me is that I haven't spoken to him for the longest period that we've never not spoke. And when I read the article, it was like me hearing the explanation. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you have a question? Well, yeah, I have the same question.
Did you guys think about each other? Like, Shannon, when he broke up with you, did you think, oh my God, Jeff put that out in the universe?
Was John mad? Can you tell me honestly
now?
Yeah,
he was upset.
I knew
absolutely.
It. Yeah, you did. Because he played it off like, but John, I did apologize to him.
Yeah, you did. Because John always said, if there's something that's going on with us, you don't talk to anybody about
it. But you didn't. I witnessed things.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you've witnessed things.
I know.
It was like, people say the craziest things when they're on live TV, and that was one of those moments. I think you were just like going from your own experience. Your stuff didn't last.
Right. I will say, just for the record, I believe that he truly, from what I witnessed, and I don't want to make things worse, but I think he truly loved you.
Yeah.
I think there's probably some issues with him that have nothing to do with you, and I think he probably gets in his own way. And I just, but from what I witnessed, I think he really cared about you. So I don't want you to ever think at any moment that he used you
because he didn't. No, I know. Like, we both had conversations. We both had never felt the connection that we felt with each other with anybody else. So.
Yeah, but last night I truly envied you because the amount of men that flocked to what if Tommy dumps me? Like, what?
You're going to have to start giving blowjobs.
And hanging out with Shannon to land my nice guy.
Dual action, honey. Dual action.
Okay.
Hand and mouth.
I am literally going to vomit.
You know, you've got a microphone in front of you. Maybe you could demonstrate.
No.
But okay, it's important to, because, I do have a question, but I don't want to embarrass you.
Just ask.
Do you finish? Do you?
No.
Oh, does he come in your mouth?
No.
That was the question. But I was trying to think of a nicer way to.
Oh my God.
Where does the ejaculate land?
Okay.
Does he finish in your mouth?
Okay. See, this is where I can look really nasty. My answer is going to be in the vagina. That's where it comes.
Oh, okay. So it finishes there.
Yeah.
So it starts. Okay. So that's what you could do with Tommy. You could start and then finish.
You don't have to
elsewhere.
Finish.
That's how we used to do it when I used to give him blowjobs.
Okay.
That's what we would do.
Precursor.
Yeah, I just need a refresher course.
Foreplay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a palate cleanser.
Well, it's a palate bruiser, actually.
I actually think eventually when we have the Jeff Lewis channel, I think Shannon could give sex advice.
Oh,
okay.
I'm signing up.
After dark with Shannon.
In fact,
Bedore.
I want to, if you have any sort of sexual questions, you want to ask Shannon Bedore, she is here. She is ready to discuss gateways.
I'm doing masterclass with Shannon Bedore.
That's what you should do. Make extra money between seasons.
Okay. Oh my God, you could have a product that's a sex toy.
You could do that.
Real for real.
Real for real. Jeff 30, we haven't even talked about that.
Lemon flavored lube.
Lemonade.
That's what
we're
doing.
Like cute yellow dildos.
Ooh.
You know how Scary Sherry said you're going to make a killing with your company?
Yeah.
I had a dream last night. I think it's the new product you're working on.
Oh, do you know what I'm working on?
I know what you're working on. And I actually think it's fucking genius. And I would buy it. And I think it's going to be revolutionary. Actually, I want to be in on it.
Wow.
Because
really?
That's how much I believe in this new product you're going to develop.
Okay.
And that's what I think you're supposed to be working on the next 12 months.
I'm going to. Now that we're not filming and our show got delayed a little bit, we don't know when it's going to premiere. I have time to focus on Real for Real.
No one is doing what you are proposing. I want to be a part of this.
Okay. All right. Well,
here's $20. What does that buy me? Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on SiriusXM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.